You do say, I love this, that every now and then you pop in a lecture.
You know, and this is the funny thing, because you talked about the special pleasures of writing science fiction. If one goes to an MFA program in creative writing, the first thing they tell you to do is to avoid any exposition, any background info dump, because, of course, this is of no interest to people in their day-to-day life. And yet we actually spend most of our day-to-day lives either giving or receiving exposition, info dumps, lectures at work. We explain what our project is doing. We tell somebody how our day went, whatever it is. And that's sort of been carved out of the literary mainstream and said, no, no, the only thing that matters is if he or she arches an eyebrow or heaves a heavy sigh in response to what somebody else has done or not done. To me, the exchange of ideas is what makes us worthy of that name that so often we're not worthy of, Homo sapiens, man, person of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And certainly I love, you know, a good debate, a good argument, a good lecture. All of those are interesting forms of entertainment if presented well. And I like to think when one of my characters starts pontificating, to use another loaded word that they would use in an MFA program, about the nature of reality, about why evil persists in the world, about whether there actually is an ultimate fate or destiny for individuals or the human species, that's interesting stuff.
Now, I also love seeing that one of the bits of advice that you give to writers is not necessarily to go to writing conventions or programs or groups, but to hang around in bookstores. And in your own history, you worked at a very famous bookstore in Toronto called Baca, which also nurtured such talents as Cory Doctorow and Nalo Hopkinson.
Yes, Baca is now the world's oldest surviving science fiction and fantasy specialty bookstore. It wasn't the first, but Baca, founded in 1972, is the oldest one that still exists. And I was the first guy who worked there who went on to have a pretty illustrious career as a writer. But as you mentioned, Nalo and Cory Doctorow, Tanya Huff, Michelle Segarra, Leah Bobbitt recently, a whole slew of people who have gone on to bestsellerdom and award wins and starred reviews and Publishers Weekly, worked in that store. And there's nothing more inspiring for a writer than looking at the shelves that you yourself long to be on, seeing all the great books, the ones that you've read and the ones that you've been longing to read, and finding your space in alphabetical order. I was looking there, and there was a guy named Hilbert Schenck who would have come right after me when Sawyer finally flipped in there. And the day that Hilbert and I cozied up together on the shelf was a big deal for me. Hilbert sadly has passed away, and now it's me and John Scalzi, who's a friend of mine, who are helpmates. It's so inspiring, and one of the rules at Baca was that every employee had to read at least one new release a week so that you could be conversant and advise people coming in when they say, oh, what's that new Robert Charles Wilson book like? Well, let me tell you what it's like. I read it last week, let me tell you. And making sure that you're current, making sure you're surrounded by greatness, absolutely. It was such a wonderful experience. And the owner, John Rose, just nurtured all of us who wanted to work there. He understood, you know, bookstore clerk, that's minimum wage plus 25 cents. That's what I was being paid. He understood that wasn't my destiny, but gave me the best possible launch I could ask for.
Well, I know what you mean about it being a money-losing proposition, because I was a bookseller for 15 years, so I know exactly what you mean about spending all your earnings on books.
But you know what's lovely about it is that you were a bookseller and you loved it, and you did it because you loved it. I'm an author, and I happen to make a good living now, but certainly in the early days, I did not. I do it because I love it. The people at publishing companies, they could have jobs in any other industry and be making more money.
Oh, yeah.
This is an industry. This whole business and art and culture of books is something people go into because they love it. And it's unlike the cutthroat world of finance. It's unlike Hollywood, where everything is about who's going to get credit, who's going to get the big bucks. It's something that at every level, from the creation through the publication to the actual frontline sales, is done by people who are in it for love. And that's why it's been such a pleasant profession.
Oh, yes, absolutely.